Domestic battery in Illinois. What you should know.
In Illinois, domestic battery is defined under the Illinois Domestic Violence Act. The law considers an action to be domestic battery if it involves knowingly causing bodily harm or making physical contact of an insulting or provoking nature with a family or household member.
Illinois law takes domestic battery seriously,
with specific statutes defining the offense and delineating it from other forms of assault. The law offices of Eric Pittman in Naperville provide experienced legal counsel to individuals facing domestic battery charges.
What is domestic battery?
In Illinois, domestic battery is defined under 720 ILCS 5/12-3.2.
The law states that a person commits domestic battery if they knowingly without legal justification by any means. 1. Cause bodily harm to any family or household member. 2. Make physical contact of an insulting or provoking nature with any family or household member. Types of domestic battery under Illinois law. Simple domestic battery. 1. Classified as a Class A misdemeanor for first-time offenders. 2. Involves knowingly causing bodily harm or making physical contact of an insulting or provoking nature with a family or household member. 3. Can result in penalties such as up to 1 year in jail, fines, and mandatory counseling. 4.
May lead to an order of protection against the accused, which can have various personal and legal consequences.
Aggravated domestic battery. 1.
Elevated to a Class 2 felony.
2.
Occurs under more severe circumstances, such as causing great bodily harm, permanent disability, or disfigurement, or if strangulation is involved.
3.
Can also be charged if the individual has previous convictions for domestic battery or other select violent crimes against family or household members.
4.
Punishments are more severe than simple domestic battery, with the possibility of 3 to 7 years in prison and heavier fines.
4. Probation is still possible, but there is a mandatory minimum prison sentence if certain conditions are met, such as prior convictions for the same offense. 5.
An aggravated domestic battery conviction also carries more severe long-term consequences, such as a loss of certain civil rights, e.g., the right to own firearms.
Differentiating between domestic battery and assault.
Assault, as defined by 720 ILCS 5/12-1, occurs when a person engages in conduct that places another in reasonable apprehension of receiving a battery. The key distinction lies in the lack of physical contact or injury in assault cases. It's the threat that counts.
On the other hand, domestic battery requires actual physical harm or unwanted physical contact that is provocative or offensive. Steps in a domestic battery case from arrest to trial.
Arrest. Law enforcement will arrest the individual if they have probable cause, especially if there's evidence of physical harm or a protective order has been violated.
Naperville police follow the state's mandatory arrest policy in domestic battery situations.
Bond hearing. The individual taken into custody will then appear before a judge for a bond hearing.
The judge will decide the terms of release, taking into account factors such as the nature of the alleged offense and any potential risks to others.
Arraignment. At this stage, the accused is formally charged.
They must enter a plea, guilty, not guilty, or no contest.
This plea will shape the course of the legal proceedings in the Naperville court.
Discovery. Both the defense and prosecution will share evidence and information that's pertinent to the case.
This might include medical records, witness testimonies, and police reports, all of which will be scrutinized by both parties in preparation for trial.
Pre-trial motions.
Attorneys may file motions to influence the trial process, perhaps to exclude certain evidence or, in some instances, to dismiss the charges entirely if the circumstances justify such a request.
Trial.
If the case proceeds to trial and isn't resolved out of court, it can be heard before a judge, bench trial, or jury. The trial process involves the presentation of evidence, witness questioning, and legal arguments from both sides.
Verdict and sentencing.
Once the trial concludes, a verdict is reached. If the verdict is guilty, sentencing follows. The judge will determine the appropriate sentence based on the specifics of the case and the severity of the offense, as dictated by Illinois law.
How protective orders impact domestic battery proceedings.
In Naperville, as across Illinois, protective orders can play a significant role in domestic battery proceedings. These orders, also known as restraining orders, are designed to protect the victim of alleged domestic battery by legally restricting the accused's actions. If a protective order is in place, it may
1. Prohibit the accused from making contact with the victim, directly or indirectly.
2.
Remove the accused from a shared residence.
3.
Establish temporary child custody arrangements. Consequences of a domestic battery conviction in Illinois. Ineligibility for expungement.
The Illinois Criminal Identification Act outlines the rules for expungement in the state, and it specifically excludes domestic battery from the list of offenses that can be cleared from an individual's criminal history.
Short-term penalties.
Upon conviction for domestic battery in Naperville, the offender can expect immediate penalties. Depending on the circumstances of the case, these may include
1.
Jail time. Domestic battery is typically charged as a Class A misdemeanor in Illinois, which can lead to a sentence of up to 1 year in jail.
2.
Fines.
Fines for a misdemeanor conviction can reach up to $2,500, while felony convictions can result in even higher fines.
3.
Probation. The court may impose probation, requiring regular check-ins with a probation officer, participation in counseling, or community service.
4.
Mandatory counseling. Offenders may be required to attend domestic violence counseling or anger management courses.
Long-term implications. These consequences can include
1.
Criminal record. A conviction will result in a permanent criminal record, which can hinder various opportunities for the offender.
2.
Restriction of rights. Convicted felons may lose certain civil rights, such as the right to own firearms.
3.
Employment challenges.
A domestic battery conviction can make it difficult to secure employment, especially in jobs that require background checks or involve public trust.
4.
Housing difficulties. Individuals with domestic battery convictions may face challenges when applying for housing, as landlords may be reluctant to rent to them.
5. Professional licensing.
Many licensing boards have moral character requirements, and a domestic battery conviction could lead to the denial or revocation of professional licenses, affecting careers in healthcare, law, education, and more.
6. Job retention.
Current employment could be at risk if the job requires a clean record or entails responsibilities incompatible with a domestic battery conviction.
7. Impact on custody disputes. In custody disputes, a domestic battery conviction can be used as evidence against the parent, potentially leading to limited or supervised visitation.
Here are some possible legal defenses that might be employed in a domestic battery case.
1.
Self-defense.
Arguing that the accused was acting in self-defense may be a viable defense if there is evidence to suggest that they reasonably believed they were at risk of imminent harm and used an appropriate level of force to protect themselves.
2.
Defense of others. Similar to self-defense, if the accused can demonstrate that they were protecting another person from immediate harm, this may serve as a defense to the charges of domestic battery.
3.
False accusation. Sometimes, individuals are wrongly accused of domestic battery due to misunderstandings, conflicts, or deliberate false allegations.
4.
Lack of proof. As with any criminal case, the prosecution must prove all elements of domestic battery beyond a reasonable doubt.
5.
Accidental harm. If the contact or injury was accidental and the accused did not intend to cause harm, this may be used as a defense, particularly if there is evidence to support the claim that there was no intent to commit a battery.
Challenging the credibility of the accusation.
Given Illinois' status as a may arrest state, hearing instances of domestic violence accusations being weaponized against the actual victims is nor unheard of. Thus, challenging the credibility of the accuser's story can be used as a viable defense strategy in these instances.
This may involve
1. Inconsistencies in the accuser's story, highlighting discrepancies in the accuser's account of the incident.
2.
Motive to lie, presenting evidence that the accuser has a reason to fabricate or exaggerate the story.
3.
Prior false accusations, introducing evidence of the accuser's history of making false allegations, if such a history exists.
Reach out to the law offices of Eric Pittman for a Naperville domestic battery attorney who can provide the legal acumen necessary to navigate your charges in Illinois. Contact us today at 630-308-0068 to take control of your situation and begin the journey toward a resolution.